Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Todd Cruz. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins bunts towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nolan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wackenfuss moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wackenfuss scores. Cabell moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-0 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Trammell scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins throws to second. Safe. Over to first, and Singleton is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. Dower hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dower moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Shelby now playing center field. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Brookins steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brookins moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brookins tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 2 in the game. Nolan hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stefero now catching. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon moves to third. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Dwyer moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 7-2, Tigers. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Young now playing left field. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wackenfuss is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Laga pinch hits for Enos Cabell. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Laga now playing first base. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonner pinch runs for Ken Singleton. John Staffiero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staffiero takes first base on ball 4. Bonner moves to second. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a pop-up towards first. Laga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.